This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Intimates, your weekly gaming show where two members of the Checkpoint team get down and dirty on a weekly gaming topic. My name is Elliot and Cameron is giving me a weird look.
I don't know what that opening was. Down and dirty. Ooh.
Oh, please. Like, you don't get down and dirty.
I am refined, thank you. I'm never down and dirty. That's no. How I've managed to keep a man for 10 years, by never getting dirty.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's a lie.
I'm never going down.
Oh!
On this week's episode, we're not just going to make sexual innuendo. We actually want to talk about video game usernames, your aliases, what you put out to the world, what you call yourself.
Yeah, the importance of an identity that you exist in a digital space. People don't get to see your face, so your username is what people know of you. It's how they recognize you. I have friends who I only know by username.
That's a weird thing to say, but yeah. I have the same thing.
Have you ever met any of them in person?
Yeah, so I had a big kind of like friendship with people online from America, and we used to play a lot of League of Legends together.
And back you sent when... them nudes?
Yeah, no, okay. That was a different set of people.
Oh, right.
So my League of Legends like pals, this was back before there were ever Australian servers, so I used to play with them all the time. And then we became so close that when I went to America, I stayed with them for 2 weeks.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome.
Like, I've made like really good friends through online gaming.
Because I actually have, usernames from back before gaming, back when forums were our kind of outlet for, you know, those kind of areas where gaming didn't really have an online existence.
Yeah.
And even then, I belonged to a Harry Potter forum.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cameron, no.
And I actually met up with a bunch of the people when they came here to Australia. And it's funny because I know their name. I know that that's them. But I still will call them by their username instinctively. Like, I know their name. I know them on Facebook only now. I've not used their username in years.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, right?
Because
when I visited my friends in America, like, they knew who I was. They knew me as Elliot. But my name in the video game was Happy Spanners. And so I'd constantly get called Spanners.
Yep.
And it became a nickname because that's kind of just how we knew each other, right? Like, if we're talking, like, through voice chat within a game, we're going to be using our aliases so other people know who we are as well. So it just becomes kind of second nature.
And I feel it's important, like, so when creating a username, it can be really tricky to find something that... is personal to you, I think, is important, but a lot of people won't, and I get that. But for me, I've always wanted to be something that connects to me, but it was also, like, really stands out and can be shortened. So, for the longest time...
You really thought about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, go on.
For the longest time, my username is between two things. They're not this anymore, but I was Uh-Oh, a Bear, and Uh-Oh, the Bear King. Now...
The Bear King.
The Bear King. This comes from... I don't like the king thing. I'm not sure where that came from, but Uh-Oh came because I just loved the idea. People would shorten my name to Uh-Oh, and so they'd just call it Uh-Oh. And what I loved is in like text chats when it would come up, it would be like when I would like grab a sword in like Destiny, it would come up Uh-Oh, a bear has a sword.
So, and
I just love that.
So that's like a clever, witty way to implement a username because it actually makes you kind of laugh in-game.
Yeah, and then it tied into me personally because growing up, I really loved bears. I've always loved bears growing up. And now, this is unfortunately, and one of the reasons I want to talk about this today, has resulted in a kind of negative interaction with our own community because of my username.
All right, you're going to have to give some backstory to
this. Yeah, okay. So, Uh-Oh, a Bear is my name. Uh-Oh, the Bear King. I use it a lot. And then what it was is that's something I've used since I was a teenager, I've loved bears. I always have. And then my body developed, and for those that haven't seen me before, I am tall, bearded, and hairy, and would fall under the classification of a bear within the gay community.
Yes. Meaning a larger, hairier man.
Yes. But I feel there's also a mentality with being part of the bear community that I don't necessarily... I've never identified that way because I've not really been a big part of the community until I came back to join Joy. So I've never identified in that way.
Yep.
It's just my personal thing. I don't really like to be identified that way because I think it's a split second judgment on me based entirely on a physical representation.
Absolutely. I agree.
And so I've never engaged in that community or been part of it. Recently, someone who I believe they know a friend, have listened to me on here, and then contacted me through means that used my username and were like, I am hosting a bear event. Would you like to come to it? So it was a bears only gaming event. And I said, oh, look, no, thank you.
But Cameron, you're the bear king.
And here's where it started to get a bit weird because I started getting harassed about identifying digitally as a bear, but not feeling a part of the community. So I was doing harm to the community because of that.
Right. That's a weird line to draw.
Very aggressively, to the point that it was making me uncomfortable. So you, as my friend, would notice that recently I've actually now changed all of my usernames.
You have.
And I've removed bear from my username because it's not something that I want immediately associated with me after this interaction, considering that I've come back into the gay community, especially in a big gaming way. So usernames kind of get noticed. Now, this is no statement on the bear community at all. This is a single person who's made a statement, but I kind of went, I'm going to step back, and I looked for something a bit more personal to me.
But it makes sense as well that you, when you created this, when you liked bears as a kid, you didn't know that meant further down the line that would be a gay thing.
Let's
representing
be honest,
a subset of
if,
gay men.
If you look back at me when I was 16, there's no way you thought I was going to be a bear. I was total twink existence. I was very small and skinny and nothing. Like, I had no body hair at all. Like, and then I just kind of bloomed. And I don't really go in for the sad subcategories within our community, but I understand that some people find their life there, like find that support there. That's not who I am as a person. So I've now changed all of mine to, and I have no problem saying this on air, _romance. And that's because my name is Cameron, and romance is an anagram for Cameron.
Yes.
And so it's something that made it a bit more personal to me. It sucks that I couldn't keep the identity I had and have now had to change it all because PlayStation don't offer that. And that's a weird thing.
A lot of services do offer it.
Yes.
But a lot of like specific video games wouldn't offer it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I kind of get why, but also it's annoying. It's very annoying.
I think it came into that thing of people didn't want people hiding behind identity changes.
Yeah.
People didn't want to be able to do something really dodgy and then run away and hide under a different name. And that makes sense. I totally get that. But it sucks because PlayStation is what I play on the most. And so it still has this old username that I'd love to update. And they're talking about introducing that.
And I think they will eventually,
yeah,
to be fair.
Because it's actually something that fans have asked for a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because what if you made a username and you were like, oh, this is a great username. And then you look back and you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done a username that had such heavy innuendo now that I'm in my 30s and no longer just, you know. There's a lot of usernames I see on there and go, that's aggressively sexual.
Sure. Okay, so let's do my flip side of my personal story, because you've reminded me of something. And I mentioned it earlier that my username when I started League of Legends was Happy Spanners. Mm-hmm. And for me, that was a reference to an old video game podcast that was so specific and so finite that I knew nobody would ever get it.
Yeah.
I knew nobody would ever get this. It was a really funny moment for me during that podcast, and that's why it was personal to me. And also, it just stands out as like a kind of a fun, silly little name.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, from those podcasts, the people who did that podcast blew up in a massive way, and they are now a YouTube group called the Yogscast.
Oh.
And
I know them.
Yeah, exactly, because they're huge in the YouTube kind of gaming world. And so now all their old podcasts have been dug up, and the reference has been picked up by multiple people.
Right.
And the problem is, not that I dislike the Yogscast, but I don't watch them anymore. Like, I loved their podcasts, because their podcasts were amazing and hilarious, but their YouTube content now is so vastly different that it's no longer something I attach myself to in the same way.
But people automatically connect to
now. Yeah, yeah. So as soon as anybody makes that connection, I'm like, Yogscast number one fan. I'm like, when was the last time I've even like engaged in anything to do with these people?
I had a similar thing. I named one of my mounts in an MMO Fiddlesticks because I love the word Fiddlesticks. And lol,
it's a League of Legends character.
Yeah, they went after. They're like, "You do you only play Fiddlesticks?" I'm like, "I have no idea what you're talking about. What's happening?" And I would get messages daily, and people would like, I'd ride past people and they'd be like, "Oh, your mount's called Fiddlesticks. That's my favorite hero." And I'm like, "Okay, what's that mean?" Because it was like when lol was just kind of beginning.
Yeah,
because he was an early character, I believe.
Yeah, so, like, and I think the point we're trying to make is that not only is, like, a username important to you, but it's perceived as important from other people, and they'll make judgments on you. So, for me, I actually don't have, like, every new game I start or every new service, I have a different name. Because it's not, like, they're all personal to me in some kind of sense, but I'm not that attached to them. I'm not going to fight tooth and nail to get the same username on every single thing because... I don't know, like, I'm an adaptive person and I like change and whatever.
I think I'm quite lucky. No one really goes for mine. Mine's very specific. It's become very obvious that it is. So I've never really had anyone, like, if I do uh-oh a bit, it's literally something that was never up. And now when I'm doing uh-oh underscore romance, no one has chosen it. There is a YouTube channel that's very close to it and she is a streamer of some sort.
Ooh.
But as of yet, I've not had any correlation with that. It's important... It's funny because you see these joke ones when you go online and you go, oh, that makes me uncomfortable. But it's big in Overwatch that people have made their Blizzard accounts specific or their PlayStation accounts specific to a hero that they play on there.
Yes.
So they've clearly, like, this is their online existence. So they've made everything about that. And that I can't fathom making my existence purely about one thing.
Yeah. No, I get that. Sure.
I see a lot of, like, this character is gay on when I'm playing Overwatch. And it'll be, like, you'll have someone log in who's like, Hanzo is gay, but, like, not in a, they're bad, as in, like, they're just saying they're gay. And then you'll see in the chat, someone will pick Hanzo and be like, whoop, guess I'm gay.
Da, 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 da. Like, how often does that joke come out?
More than you would think. And less than you'd like.
It's just, it's one of those things that makes me facepalm at the same time, but also laugh at just how stupid people are.
Here's one I love. One of my favorite things when I'm playing online is people who use celebrity names. So my, I used to play with someone in a guild and their whole group of friends just had celebrity names. So you'd have me, uh-oh a bear, going into battle with my team of Barack Obama, Sharon Stone, Michelle Pfeiffer. who else was there? I can't remember. There were the three like main ones I used to play with. And it was just fantastic because... You would be calling out to them in the voice chat being like, Michelle Pfeiffer, look out behind you. And people would be like, wait, what? Why is Michelle Pfeiffer? And I love that. That kind of really mundane. The other thing that I love to do is sometimes if I don't care about the game and I need to create a username and I'm like, whatever, I'll just make up something fun. I just make my username Barbara. Because I just think that's hilarious.
Is that
just
like to play your D&D character?
Yeah, like you just go into like some MMO, some epic battle and there's Barbara the healer. Hi, I'm a monk, Barbara. I love that.
But that must be when you're not taking that game seriously. You don't intend to play it for very long.
It's more like if it's something that maybe it's not as
jokes
solid.
Don't stay as funny as they begin with, right? Like, there'll always be a period of time where it wears off and it becomes goddamn fucking Barbara again.
Oh, no, I love that. See, I love that. But, like, it'll be those games where, like, at the start, it asks everyone that's playing to pick a name. I'm usually Barbara.
Yes. Okay. Sure.
Like you've
like Jackbox.
I have played plenty of party games together, and I always go straight to Barbara. Yeah,
I have seen Barbara pop up a couple of times,
and then it's just fun because then it can be my
Barbara
battle cry.
Rears her ugly head once again.
You win, and you just throw your head back and go Barbara.
Isn't that what we do when you're doing something really annoying?
No, it's what I do when I win.
Barbara.
It's like a Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But only only in victory.
You can only say your own name.
Yeah, I can only say my own name, Barbara. But it's that thing. It's that line between a joke name and an identity that you have to make for yourself online, especially in our community where online is something that we're still navigating as a LGBT community. Some people, especially like neither of us are trans, but for trans people, it might be something that they want to specifically pick a name that is gendered to an identity they believe in, that perhaps this gives them that ability to escape to that name.
Well, we've seen this happen a lot of times, and not just in the trans community, but where people really throw themselves into the game and they identify with their character and with this avatar that they've created for themselves so much that this really is them, like in a really meaningful way that might not ever be the same for me and you, Cameron, like, we might not experience it this way, yeah, but I've heard people who do. And yeah, and being able to kind of select your name all of a sudden becomes super meaningful.
Yeah, being able to make that decision about who you are and how you are presented to the world and how people perceive you is insanely powerful. And I think it's something that's maybe looked over a little bit when we talk about gaming, people picking usernames. Some people just literally go, oh, my new username is C-something-something-87 because that's the year I was born.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
Oh, I hate those people.
I feel bad for the ones who are like, oh, do you know what's the best one?
Yeah.
Assassin Noob Killer or yeah, like Elite Sniper XX80. And then it'll be, oh, do you know, I saw one the other day that like nearly made my heart like fall through the bottom. It was, I think it was like Lady Lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like 2001. And I'm like, wait a second, does that mean they were born in 2001?
Probably.
And then, like, we were sitting there and I was just like,
Lady Lover.
My friend was like, yeah, no, they, my friend jumped over to the voice chat that they were on. And they're like, oh my God, no, it is. It's just a 17-year-old called Lady Lover. That wasn't Lady Lover. I think it was like, I think it was Lady Liquor, which was even,
no,
which was even worse.
Oh,
it was
so uncomfortable.
It was something that made me just go, oh, I'm uncomfortable
with
this.
Did you ever have like an edgy name when you were younger? Like something hardcore that you thought was super cool?
Blade. No. it wasn't Blade. Oh.
I did.
Oh, yeah. When I used to like role play.
Yeah.
I used Tear.
Tear. Yeah. That's it.
T-E-A-R, tear. But people thought that meant tear. Tear.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done yourself in.
Yeah. So my character.
Oh, but and either way, it's a cool name.
And I used to. Oh, I'm my God. Tear. I just remember it. It was Tear Django.
Tear Django.
Yeah. That was my name when I used to RP when I was like. Because you gotta remember. Like,
why Django?
I don't know. Because I love the fact that there was a but silent sound, D at the front.
It doesn't sound badass at all. Django.
No.
It sounds like Jenga.
But I love the fact that it was like D-J-A-N-G-O. I'm like, wow, what a cool name with a silent D.
It was all about the phonetics.
It was all about that silent D. I love a silent D.
Yeah. Silent but deadly.
Ew. How is yours worse than mine?
I don't know.
What was yours? What was your edgy name?
So when I first created my Steam account, my name was Spite dot dot dot.
Spite.
Spite.
Oh my God.
Because I thought that was cool.
I remember, because you know I love Norse mythology.
Yeah.
For a while, I went by the name Ragnar Fenrir online. And I was like, yeah, that's hardcore. I'm so hardcore. I'm literally named after the Norse apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah. How many people like got that reference?
Not that many. And no. People used to tease me and be like, what kind of name is Ragnar Fenrir, you loser?
It just sounds like you're trying too hard to make like a mythical kind of like fantasy name.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's so stupid.
Yeah. Anyway.
This shows, like, you can be frivolous with your username, and it can be fun, but, again, it's about identity and how you're perceived, and I think that's something that us in a community, we all care about.
Yeah. I think everyone's going to take an approach to creating a username differently.
Yeah.
For some people, they will literally mash their face against the keyboard because they just do not care.
I've played against them. It's really hard to speak to them.
Other people will write a letter of complaint if their username is taken and demand for it to be given back to them.
I've heard of someone who paid someone to get the username.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naturally. Yeah, well, that's what we're like, saying. Some people are super attached to their username. Like, it's so meaningful to them.
They gave someone $200 because they wanted the username they had.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money for
it
a
It makes
username.
Me think of a new business idea where I just go into a new game and register
every single name you can
possible.
Think of. But I don't think everyone cares that much.
No. But as long as I get one or two.
Yeah, that's all you need to get need. Like $50.
Hey. Rolling in the cash. Anyway, that's all the time we've got. I've been Elliot. You've been Cameron, as far as I know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the name I go by.
Or, romance now.
Romance.
Thank you guys for listening. We've been Checkpoint Intimates. And make sure you join us next week when we get intimate on yet another gaming topic.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.